Welcome to the 21 Seconds Podcast. I'm the host, Colt White. We've got the four top stakes races of the weekend on this episode. We're going to start it off with Los Alamitos for the Oaks and the El Primero Delano Derby, and then move over to Remington Park for the Oklahoma Futurity and Oklahoma Derby on Saturday night. So I'm not going to waste too much time. I'm going to get right into it right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dash Master Jess and Mr. Fulton, standing at Scarlet Hill Farm in Weatherford, Texas. Dash Master Jess is a multiple graded stakes sire with his top runners including Jessa Dash and Angela, Doc McCrocklin, and Jess Master Angel, with his average earnings per starter at over $20,000. The son of Mr. Jess Perry will stand for $1,500 in 2024 and is the sire of Oklahoma Futurity qualifier Liberty for Jess coming up this weekend. Also, Mr. Fulton, the stakes siring son of Corona Cartel, is from the same family of fan favorite and AQHA champion Trump My Record. He's also a half-brother to Grade 1 winner Jet Black Grace, who won the Heritage Futurity a few years ago. 63% of his two-year-olds in 2023 were winners with 25% being stakes winners, his most notable runner so far being the stakes winner Classy Looking Chick. The stout bay stallion will stand for $1,000 this year. Make sure you get in touch with Scarlet Hill Farm at 682-290-5750 and book your breeding today. Let's kick it off with the Grade 1 $400,000 Los Alamitos Oaks, 400 yards of distance for three-year-old fillies and a field of nine here in the finals. Number one is Separate Heart, owned by Gentry Farms. Juan Alleman trains Oscar Pinato with the ride. The two is Checkin' Cartel, owned and bred in California by Francisco Diaz. Landolfo Diaz trains, and the jockey Jesus Ayala. Number three, Market Analyst for owner Steve Burns. Mike Castleman trains Irving Lara with the ride. Four, In the Mode, owned by Ed Allred. Scott Willoughby trains. And the saddle will be Gabriel Lara. Five is Favorite City, owned by Levings Racing LLC. Monte Rosa trains. Jose Nicasio will be aboard. No Lasix for Favorite City. The six is Double Down 1-2-3 for Taos River Ranch LLC and Randy Young. The second of three for the Monte Rosa Barn and Armando Cervantes will be aboard. Seven is Silverback, owned by Steve Burns, Mark Winslow, Marta Winslow, and Jose Flores. Flores, the conditioner, and the jockey, Cruz Mendez. The eight is the fastest qualifier, Asher, owned by Lance Bland and Jimmy Barton. Mark Younger's trains and the jockey, Christian Ramos. And nine, Southern Divine, owned by Dunn Ranch LLC, Monte Rosa trains, and Eduardo Nicasio will be in the irons. My top choice here in the Oaks, hard to go against the eight, Asher, was a $350,000 yearling in 2022. She is 5-2 on the morning line and sired by FDD Dynasty out of Astica by Jesse James Jr. And that trial drifted out a bit early, but cruised home with ease to win by a half length. And that one, of course, her first start of the year, is won back-to-back races, actually. It won the Holiday Handicap back in December at Los Al. Also was a finalist in the Grade 1 Rainbow Futurity last year at 2, after winning her trial heat for that one, finished 8th in the Grade 1 Finals there. Last three outs have all been at Los Al, now an earner of $53,000 from three wins on 7 attempts for Asher. Second, I'm going to take the 2, Checkin' Cartel at 7-2 morning line. She's my favorite cartel out of Checkin' Fire by Walk Through Fire. Ran second to Asher in the trial. Drifted out late there and, of course, defeated by a half a length. I really like that trial race, though, for Checkin' Cartel. Has had 9 starts lifetime. Last year, broke her maiden second time out in June. Then went in August. Ran second in the Osai Handicap. Won a trial for the Los Al 2 Million and ran fourth in the Grade 1 Finals there. Now an earner of $147,000 is California-bred Checkin' Cartel, my second selection. Third, I'll go to the 9, Southern Divine. She is 9-2 on the morning line and sired by PYC Paint Your Wagon out of Mary Southern Policy by Shazoom. Another trial winner here, broke on top in that one and managed to hold on and win by a neck over Separate Heart. It'll draw to her inside there. Another one with 9 starts lifetime. Last year, broke her maiden in the Remington Park Futurity Trials in Oklahoma. Then ran 4 straight seconds in the Ed Burke All-American and Breeders' Futurity Trials, as well as the Breeders' Futurity Grade 2 Finals in October. Picked up win number 2 in the Los Al 2 Million Trials, ran 7th in the Grade 1 Finals there, and of course won her trial for this one last time out. She's now an earner of $135,000 for Oklahoma bred Southern Divine. And then for fourth, I'll go to the six, Double Down 1-2-3. Sold at the Heritage Place yearling sale a couple years ago for $35,000. She is 4-1 morning line and sired by Flying Cowboy 1-2-3 out of Double Down Darling by Fisher's Dash. Ran second in the trials to Hubba Hubba, who is not going to run back in the finals here. Had a good start in that one, dueled throughout and defeated by a neck. Had a very successful two-year-old campaign. She broke her maiden in the grade two kindergarten futurity at LaSalle. Also won the juvenile challenge out there and was third in the breeders futurity. Now an earner of $182,000 Texas bred Double Down 1-2-3. So I'll go with the 8 Asher on top, the 2 Checking Cartel second, 9 Southern Divine third, and 6 Double Down 1-2-3 for fourth. 8-2-9-6 in the LaSalle Oaks. Next up, let's have a look at the El Primero Delano Derby, grade 2, $200,000 purse, 400 yards for the Colts and Geldings at LaSalle. A full field of 10 in this one. The 1 is 5 Bar Supreme, owned by Jorge Carmona. Adolfo Diaz trains Jesus Ayala up. 2 is SC Time to Run for Dunn Ranch LLC. Monte Rosa trains Eduardo Nicasio in the saddle. 3 is Expensive, owned by Steve Burns, Juan Moya, and Ricardo Rodriguez, trained by Jose Flores and the jockey Cruz Mendez. 4, Favorite Nuke, owned by Parsons Family Limited Partnership. Paul Jones trains. Victor Salazar will be in the saddle. 5 is Boardwalk, owned by Ed Allred. Scott Willoughby conditions. Gabriel Lara with the call. 6, Remember John, owned by Rancho El Cabresto Incorporated. Juan Alleman trains. Jockey Oscar Pinato. 7, Political Rivalry, owned by Keith Nellison. Heath Taylor trains and the jockey Jose Nicasio. 8 is Kevin's Wise Corona, owned by Parsons Ranch, the second for Paul Jones, and Armando Viramontes will be in the irons. 9, AJ Top Secret, owned by Bobby Cox. Heath Taylor trains, Armando Cervantes will ride. And the 10, Kickin' Famous, owned by Jose Flores, Robin Gordon, Ricardo Rodriguez, Flores trains, Irving Lara with the mount. Hard to pick against Political Rivalry in this one. Breaking from post position 7, he's 9-5 on the morning line. Probably be bet down heavier than that with only one career loss. He's a gelding by KVN Corona out of A Political Zoom by A Political Jess. 1 is Trial Heat. Broke in a bit at the start, but gathered up quickly and managed to pull clear by a length and a half. Went on a nice 6-race winning streak last year with a maiden win, a trial win, in both the kindergarten and Edinburgh Futurity Trials, won the Edinburgh Million Finals, as well as the Breeders' Futurity there in October, and his lone defeat was in the 2 Million Trials at the end of the year last year. He's now looking to increase his earnings to well over $500,000 with a win here. He's got $493,000 so far. Second, I'll go to the 1, 5 Bar Supreme. He's 5-2 on the morning line, a gelded son of 5 Bar Cartel out of Love Supreme, by Mr. Jess Perry. 1-1 on the year. Of course, another trial winner. Broke in a bit at the start in that trial. Got bumped a bit there too at the start, but managed to gather up and end up holding on by a nose over Kickin' Famous, who we'll talk about a little bit more here in a moment. At 2 last year, managed to win the Firecracker Futurity at Grants Pass, and also the Wild West Futurity out at LaSalle. And then part of that 3-race winning streak at LaSalle, won his 2 million trial and ran second in the grade 1 finals to Train Station V. This one now a 7-time winner from 10 attempts with $380,000 in earnings for 5 Bar Supreme. Should be a good little race there between him and Political Rivalry. Third, I'm going to take the 2. SC Time to Run was a $335,000 yearling at Ruidoso in 2022. He's 9-2 on the morning line and sired by A Political Jess out of Spit Curl Diva by Spit Curl Jess. 2-2 this year, actually broke his maiden in February and as well as his trial win. He broke on top in that one, and another impressive winner, managed to kick clear by a length and a quarter there on the end. SC Time to Run last year Hit the board a few times, of course, didn't break his maiden, but did manage to run second in the LaSalle 2 Million Juvenile at the end of the year. So he's a two-time winner from eight attempts, $22,000 in earnings, looking to increase that quite a bit with a good showing on Sunday night. And then for fourth, I'll go to the 10, Kickin' Famous at 8-1, a gelded son of One Famous Eagle out of Kickin' Escalation by Check Him Out. He's already started three times this year. First time out, ran second in the Winter Derby trials, then was fourth in the Winter Derby finals. His El Primero trial, ran second, had a great start, dueled throughout and defeated by a nose there by Five Bars Supreme. A really nice race for Kickin' Famous, enough to put him in my top four. At two last year, had his lone win in a maiden race in July at LaSalle, competed in the Breeders' Ed Burke and 2 Million trials, ran second in a couple of them, but just wasn't fast enough to qualify. Maybe the lights finally clicked this year with already one Derby in his under his belt and with another one on the way. Earner of $32,000 so far from those 11 attempts. Like I said, the one win and 7 seconds for Kickin' Famous. So definitely one to watch on Sunday. So in the Derby, I'll go to the 7, Political Rivalry on top, the 1, Five Bar Supreme second, 2, SC Time to Run in third, and 10, Kickin' Famous for fourth. 7-1, 2-10 in the El Primero Delano Derby.
Suction force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, flare strips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at flarestrips.com.
Next up, the headlining race of the weekend, the Oklahoma Futurity Grade 2, $500,000 purse for the two-year-olds here going 300 yards and a full field of 10. Number one is Finn McCool, owned by Plain Fun LLC, one of two for trainer D. Keener. Roman Cruz will ride. The two is AJK Viejo Titan, owned by Jose Chavez. Sacramento Chavez is the trainer. Rolando Rodales will be aboard. Three, I Hear the Trainer Rolling. Javier Lujan is the owner. Junal Vasquez trains. Jesus Aviles will have the call. Four is Juice Box by Javier Musquiz. Juan Diaz Jr. trains. Nestor Duran with the ride. No Lasix on Juice Box. The five, Billy Blues Girl. Owned by Kelly Other Equine LLC. The second for trainer D. Keener. Jesus Salazar will be aboard. Six, Miss Perry's Cowgirl, owned by Reliance Ranches LLC, Cody Knoll Conditions, and the jockey Mario Delgado. Seven is Evidence, owned by Janetta Equine, one of two for trainer Trey Wood, Ricky Ramirez aboard. The eight, Express Lane, second from the Wood Barn, this one owned by Gene and Todd Bradley and Ware Brown, the jockey Ruben Castro. Nine, Cowboy Blue Z for West Texas Racing Partners, Mike Joyner Trains, and the jockey Brian Candinosa. And number 10, Liberty for Jess, owned and trained by Milton Broadnax, Edwin Escobedo, will be aboard. Decided to go with the one for my Oklahoma Futurity selection. That's Finn McCool at 10-1. He's a $37,000 yearling at Ruidoso last year, gelding by KVN Corona, out of Finian Faith by A Political Jess. Ran second in the trials, was sharp at the break, and that one dueled throughout with Juice Box and was defeated by a head. I believe his rider lost the whip in that trial heat too. So that, to me, makes it even more impressive for your first-time starter. Decided to go with him at a bit of a price. Seems safe, you know, this early in the year on these two-year-olds. Never know what's going to happen. I don't like picking the favorites, so at least to win anyway, but even more so in these early Futurities. So Finn McCool on top. And then second, I will take the four, Juice Box. He's 3-1. Gelding by Kiss My Hawks out of CD Daddy's Home by Big Daddy Cartel. Again, beat Finn McCool in the trial there. Probably broke on top in that one. Of course, dueled with him throughout and held on by a head, did Juice Box. Tough to beat Juan Diaz Jr. too, if you know what I'm saying. So got to include him in there somewhere. And for third, I'll take the 10. Liberty for Jess at 20-1 morning line, a colt by Dash Master Jess out of Liberty Rush by Rushago. This one, another trial winner. Broke out a bit at the start, but managed to find another gear and just get up by a head. A very impressive trial for Liberty for Jess. Was on the outside in that trial race. Will draw outside here in the finals. So he's probably used to that spot by now. So I really like his chances here in the finals, especially at 20-1. And then fourth, I'll go to the 6. Miss Perry's Cowgirl, a $150,000 yearling at Heritage Place last year, is the morning line favorite at 5-2, sired by Flying Cowboy 1-2-3 out of Miss Perry's Trace by Trace Ace. Another trial winner here and one of the more impressive trial winners for the Oklahoma. Broke well in that one, just found an open lane and blew the field away by a length and a half in one of the last trials of the night. Not much else you can say about these two-year-olds really with only one career start, but I will go with the 1, Finn McCool on top, the 4, Juice Box 2nd, the 10, Liberty for Jess 3rd, and 6, Miss Perry's Cowgirl in for 4th. 1-4, 10-6 in the Oklahoma Futurity. And the last race to talk about for this episode is the Grade 3 Oklahoma Derby, worth 217,350 yards the distance for the 3-year-olds and a full field of 10. Number 1, Reason to Remember, owned by Nove Racing LLC. James Gonzalez, the 3rd, trains. Justine Klaber will be aboard. 2 is Fire Eating Cowboy, owned by Paragon Farms. Trey Wood trains. Ricky Ramirez up. 3 is Thunder Cartel. Luis Huerta is the owner. Jose Huerta trains. And the jockey will be Alexis Ramirez. 4 is JMG One Hot Eagle for Maria Solis. Raul Rodriguez is the trainer, Ali Rivera with the ride. 5, JC Prince of Torts, owned by Jose Cervantes, Toby Keaton trains, Brian Candonosa will be in the irons. 6, Apolitical Whiplash, owned by Godfather Racing LLC, Jesus Ruiz trains, Roman Cruz with the call. 7 is Midnight Ride, owned by Dunn Ranch, trained by Jed Vane, jockey German Rodriguez. B2nd Cowboy is the 8, owned by Party Time Racing, trained by Mauricio Lopez and Francisco Calderon, will be aboard. 9 is Isa Freight Train B, the 2nd for Party Time Racing and Mauricio Lopez, this one ridden by James Flores. And the 10, Nims B, owned by Hinema's Ranch, Raul Ramirez is the trainer, jockey Mario Delgado. My top choice, I'm going to go to the 2, Fire Eaten Cowboy at 5-2 morning line, a gelding by Flying Cowboy 1-2-3, out of She Eat Fire by Corona Cartel. Of course, won his trial as the fastest qualifier, broke on top in that one, dueled with Thunder Cartel, and managed to hold on by a neck in that trial. Last year, only started 3 times, won once, and that was in the Rio Dosa Futurity Trials on the mountain, ran 5th in an allowance at Lone Star after that. And then was 3rd in the Texas Classic Trials in his last start of the year. Earner of $13,000 so far. We'll see what he can do here in the finals. A lot of eyes will be on him. 2nd, I'll go to the 8, B2nd Cowboy. This one's 5-1 morning line. A gelding also by Flying Cowboy 1-2-3 out of NSM favorite Zoomer by favorite Cartel. Another trial winner here. Was sharp at the break and won with ease in that one. Was trying to pull away there at the end, managed to win by 3/4 of a length. This one at 2, got his first win in the Sam Houston Futurity Trials, ran 5th in the Grade 2 Finals, then won 3 straight, all trials, the Firecracker, Sail Futurity, and others, and also managed to qualify to the Evangeline Downs Futurity and run 7th in his last start of the year. This one earner of nearly $60,000 with the 5 wins from 8 attempts for Texas-bred B2nd Cowboy. 3rd, I'll take the 5, JC Prince of Torts at 12-1. This one's sired by Apolitical Jess at a Princess of Torts by Corona Cartel. Another trial winner here, another one that's pretty lightly raced. It's done a decent start there in the trial, managed to hold on in a duel by a head there in that one. Just snuck in with the 10th fastest time to JC Prince of Torts. Last year, won a couple, a maiden at Remington in April. Also ran 5th in the Heritage Futurity Trials, then won an allowance at Will Rogers Downs, and was 4th in another to end the year last year, an earner of $28,000 going into the finals for J.C. Prince of Torts. And for fourth, I'll go to the 9, Eyes of Freight Train B. At 6-1 morning line, a colt by Freight Train B out of I Just Love Louisiana by Mr. Jess Perry. Ran fourth in the trial. Didn't have the best start in that one and just didn't quite manage to get rolling in that trial. At 2, though, did so much you can't really leave him out. Won the Laddie Futurity Grade 2 at Delta Downs. Ran second in the Grade 1 Lee Berwick Futurity. Fourth in the Grade 2 Dash for Cash Futurity. And was runner-up in the Louisiana Million in his last start at 2. So he was a 4-time winner with 3 seconds from 9 attempts. $518,000 in earnings for Eyes of Freight Train B. So in the Derby, I got the 2, Fire Eating Cowboy on top. B second, Cowboy the 8 for second. The 5, J.C. Prince of Torts third, and the 9, Eyes of Freight Train B for 4th. 2-8-5-9 in the Oklahoma Derby, and that will wrap it up for this episode of the show. Make sure you join me again next week. I'll have the Mardi Gras Finals there in Louisiana to look at and a few other races as well. So thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.